Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 21st episode of the Parents Initiative Podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have my co-host, Rebecca Cologne, with me.
Hey.
She wasn't with me last episode, so I'm sure that some of you are going to be more in tune this time because you love her voice better than mine. But no, we thank you so much for being faithful. But honestly, what we want to do is congratulate you for taking the time to listen because you are making this a priority and you are saying, you know what, I want to do what I can to be a better parent, to be the best parent that God has called me to be. So let's go ahead and jump into this because I know some of you are probably listening to this episode for the first time or listening to our podcast for the first time because we are talking about sex. So what we're going to do is we're going to jump right into this. Since episode 9, we've been going to the core of our message, covering an acronym that we have for the word parents. So if you are catching us for the first time, be sure to go back to these episodes. But what we want to do is briefly go over what each letter stands for.
Right. The letter P stands for being too passive. The letter A stands for being too aggressive. The letter R stands for relationships. The letter E stands for entertainment. The letter N stands for dealing with nonsense. And the letter I stands for effective training. The letter S, in which we're going to cover in this episode, stands for sex.
Stands for sex.
So, you know, we had this question for you today. Think about this for just a moment. How do you go about addressing sex in your home?
How do you go about addressing sex in your home? So you as a parent, okay, and this is important, you are the best person to educate your kids about sex.
Yeah.
No one else. No one else. It shouldn't be another family member, shouldn't be a friend, shouldn't be a movie, shouldn't be a TV show, shouldn't be a website, or even a school system. It right. needs to be you. So Rebecca, explain why.
Well, I am a firm believer that the first place you hear something, that's going to be the very thing that you measure everything else up against, that you hear about that specific topic for the rest of your life. That's really going to be your measuring stick. And I know that may sound a little silly, but you can remember usually the very first time that you heard about it, or that you saw it, or that it was joked about, or whatever. So you don't want your, obviously, your kids to be getting information from the other third grader. Or the other kindergartner. Or, because let me tell you, they're not going to give the full truth, okay? They're going to give their view as a third grader or a kindergartner. Or you don't want your kids to learn about it on TV. Because let's just say the world is not going to give them, obviously, God's word on it, not the full valid truth of really why we actually have sex. Come across of it on a website or internet and on an accident, you don't want them to learn about it from pornography either.
Yeah, and I think like you said, you hit it like straight up. Like they're going to measure what they feel about it, what they think about it, where they first hear from it. And,
yeah.
You know, me, I heard first about it in sex education, I think at middle school. Like, you know, obviously I knew about it, but I didn't know any details. And like school was my... somewhat, I guess you could say, my measuring stick. And then after that, my friends introduced me some things that I was like in shock. I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, and then it just totally twisted my view on it. So as they hear about it from other sources first, it's going to give them a twisted view on it. And it's something that God created for us to experience in a very meaningful way.
Yeah.
Between two people that are married. You know, God created sex to be a beautiful thing. You know, I remember the first time that I preached a message to our students about sex. And I started the message saying, sex is awesome.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were just like blown away by that.
Right.
But, you know, but just just saying, hey, look, this is something that God created for us to experience in a beautiful way, but it has to be between two married people.
You know, and understanding that, and I always tell people this, period, that it's God's wedding present to a married couple. It's his gift to you that is supposed to be intimate and special and has so many reasons why that he's given us this thing. Obviously, physically, it scientifically, biologically, it helps you to have children. But what it does spiritually to you, it connects you to that person. And someone, you know, when the word of God says two becomes one, that really does create, it's a spiritual thing that happens. And so I don't think, obviously, the world's not going to tell you how important it is. They're going to talk about protecting yourself from disease. That's all that they're usually concerned with, or having children. But they're not understanding the spiritual side of it, the emotional side of it, and what it does. It forever connects you to that person. It's a soul tie to that person.
Yep.
In a deep way.
Yeah, and some of you are listening right now, you're thinking, you know, you're worried about a couple things. What are those? What are those things that they may be worried about, Rebecca?
You know, what if I say too much? What if I rob them of their innocence? It to me, I feel it's how you approach it.
Yep.
You know, the world has perverted sex.
Yeah, and
has made it look like it's dirty, ugly. It's a cuss word.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it is. You know.
You know, just that whole aspect, you know, you're thinking if I say too much, if I rob them of their innocence, you know,
right.
There's something that you got to really think about. And this is key, that the world that we live in is not concerned about that.
Nope, not at all.
Not one bit.
Mm-mm.
You know, so let's be real. I mean, as your kids get older, they will come across valid information, solid information on sex education.
Yeah.
They're going to receive stats. They're going to learn about, you know, how a baby's conceived and all the whole process. They're going to learn those things, okay? But what they may be lacking is the moral side of it.
Right.
And that's where we come along and establish that. That's important that we establish the moral side of it, because at times, you know, churches will do their part in bringing awareness,
mm-hmm.
but this can't be their primary focus, and you understand why.
Right.
You know, the church is not just based on teaching messages on sex.
Right.
And other messages are going to be brought. So you think about, if we're depending on the church or other people to bring this message, it's not going to be brought the right way.
Right.
Let me back up and say that we cannot solely depend on that.
Right. That's true.
We cannot solely depend on that, because I'm a firm believer. Like, I've had this conversation with students.
Yeah.
I would like to say that I'm a valid source, that I'm not going to mislead them, because I really cared about them and I really was looking out for them. So you're going to have people in your life or people in your kids' lives that are going to speak truth into them, right? And that's good. But I think we should be at the place where we're first speaking about it to our kids, and then other people that are positive, other people that have their best interests at heart, are reinforcing,
yeah,
or re-emphasizing the very things that we're already teaching our kids. So the best place for your kids to talk to someone about sex is in the home.
Yes.
With those that care about them the most.
Yeah.
With those that care about them the most. Like, there's no question in their heart, knowing that, hey, I'm having this important conversation with my parents, and I know that they mean well because they're looking out for me. Okay, so there isn't, like, a perfect way to discuss this. I mean, there isn't.
Right.
But there are a couple things that we need to keep in mind.
Yeah, you know, talking to your kids about sex does not rob them of their innocence, okay? I believe it's how you go about it, you know? A child that understands the specifics about sex, their understanding that expresses love and begins new life, it retains their innocence. It truly does. Whenever you bring it to them in a way that it's a beautiful thing that's created for a reason and specific purposes, it's better for them to see sex in that light than degrading, mocking, abusive context.
Yeah.
Because that's what the world is going to give them. It's and you just think to yourself, you as an adult, where did you hear about sex for the very first time? Was it a positive thing or was it a negative connotation?
Yeah.
You know, think about that And did you, when you heard hear the word sex, do you cringe? Like, oh my gosh, can't believe you said that word.
Yeah, my first, like I said, my first, I guess you could say, encounter with it or talk about it was not degrading or mocking or abusive in any way, but my second one was. You know, and that robbed me of a lot of innocence. Like, it brought an addiction on my life that haunted me for several years, because I wasn't taught the right way.
Right.
Or I wasn't made aware of how important it was for me to refrain from certain things.
Right.
So it robbed me of my innocence. And let me just go ahead and say this, and I'm not trying to steal Rebecca's thunder, but, you know, we've had the talk with both of our kids.
Yeah.
And it didn't rob them of their innocence.
Right. And you know what it does? When you talk to your children as an open conversations with them, at different ages, at different times throughout their life.
And we'll go more into that, how you do that
right.
in the next episode.
Exactly. But it's going to build trust.
Yep.
It builds trust in a place, you know, I love my parents, and if they're listening, I do love you. But I didn't have that to be able to feel like I could go and ask questions, because I don't think they were prepared for that, because they weren't talked to. So, you know, you don't want to tell your kids everything at one time about sex.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in light of, you know, your parents and other parents out there, people that, you know, things have changed so much.
Yeah. It's in your face everywhere you go. And everybody's attached to all kinds of access and resources.
Yeah, and it's in your back then in that time period. Yes, it was there. You
obviously
know, when you think about, you know, Woodstock, and I'm not a history buff by any means. You know, but
please,
I
don't try to be.
I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to sound smarter than I am.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, it was obvious that it was there, but it wasn't like
it was
the
a
access.
Hush.
Yeah, it was a hush, and it was a topic that most people didn't like to talk about.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but now we're living in a time that, man, they have access to it in so many different ways, and we've talked about this in our entertainment episode.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, whether you know this or not, your kids could have access to sex on their PlayStations by looking at porn, playing video games. These are the different seeds that could be planted in them, you know, having access in their rooms.
And even if they don't have access, the person on the school bus has access.
Exactly.
And the person in the classroom has access. You know, a teacher has access. Devices can be, you know, taken and used for things that you're unaware of.
That will rob them of their innocence.
Yeah, that will rob them of their innocence, especially if they do not know how to guard themselves and protect themselves.
Yeah, and not even, we're not going to go into details with this, but I know Rebecca knows, you know, our daughter in kindergarten had an encounter, a situation that took place in school. Nothing, it wasn't a physical thing. It was just she witnessed something
happening that was very confusing to her at one time.
But it wasn't, she knew it was wrong.
Right.
She knew it was wrong. Because she came home and told us about it. You know, but if we didn't plant that seed of already talking to her at a very young age, she would be very confused about it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Her whole classmates were like, what's happening? She knew what was happening.
She was like, this is not good.
It could have caused her to be confused from the very, very, very young age in life about specific things. So
it's not going to rob them of the innocence.
Right. It's not going to rob them. And it should be a process in which, you know, we'll go over more in depth in the next episode and how you can do that.
So, listen, if you feel embarrassed about talking about it, you may want to reflect on how you see sex personally.
Yes.
Okay. Rebecca, she is one that has no shame at all talking about it at all. You know, me, I guess you could say I'm a little bit more reserved. Rebecca is more out there about it. She talks about it like really strong. I'm a little bit more reserved. I have had the conversation with my son. And the reason why I say you need to reflect on it personally is because you may have had a negative experience, and there's some things that you need to work through and you need to find breakthrough.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I've actually spoken to some moms. I've had moms private message me on Facebook, you know, how do you do this? And I said, you know what? You just need to get over yourself, prepare your mind for that talk, and we'll go over some resources that can be a great help to you in the next episode. But let me just say this. You don't want to miss this opportunity for an open door of communication to speak truth in life. You know, we're going to go over some great resources in the next episode that you do not want to miss. And it starts at even at the age of 3. And you're like, oh my gosh, 3 years old. You will be amazed at these amazing tools that we're going to share with you. So don't forget to tune in next week.
And you're probably thinking, why won't we just go over it now? Because we try our best to keep these episodes 15 to 20 minutes in length. And we could probably, these two episodes could easily be an hour.
Right. And so we want to go more in depth and more on some different topics, some more resources for you next week.
Yeah. So listen, once again, you know, you may have had some things happen to you, some negative things, some sexual abuse. You may have, you know, you probably found yourself at a place that you didn't save yourself for marriage and you're embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
But like Rebecca said, you've got to get over that.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to find freedom in that. And if you need to talk to someone, if you need to let go of some bitterness, some unforgiveness, some anger to be able to speak about it, then do so. You got to do that.
Right. Yeah, because your kids will more than likely ask you questions that you don't know the answer to. And you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, because you're not going to know the answers to everything. And I think, you know, it's okay to walk away and say, hey, hold on, let me get a good answer for you and let me get back with you on that. And, you know, I think some of the biggest mistakes that we make sometimes, you know, we were just talking to our son last night about this. Don't act like a know-it-all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't.
Right.
I mean, people... You know, it's okay to be wrong sometimes. It's okay to, you know, hey, eat a piece of humble pie and say, look, I just don't know the answer to that. Let me get back with you on that.
Yeah, we can find this out and, you know, I will answer you and give you the best answer.
I think the other thing is that, you know, and you briefly talked about this before is, you know, get over yourself.
Yeah.
You know, prepare yourself to have the talk.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, just don't after this episode decide, well, let's go have this talk. You know, I need to do this now and you're not prepared.
Right.
You know, you're not. So take your time to be prepared. Like if you cannot wait to be prepared, send us a private message and we'll send you some resources that you need to go ahead and purchase and get in your hands. And that way, when it's time to have that talk, you can.
Right, absolutely, because we want you to be prepared, and so we're going to go over some amazing resources on the next episode.
So congratulations once again for taking the time to listen. We do ask you to do us a small favor. Please be sure to rate this episode. If you're listening to it on iTunes, please rate it. Take the time to do that, and if you're on iTunes, review it, and then you can easily share it by clicking on the three little dots right there on the right-hand side of your phone or on your computer, share it with someone. We really would appreciate it. And we'll love for you to join our community on Facebook and Instagram and invite other people along.
Yes.
You know, to build our community. We're here to provide encouragement, to challenge you, doing our best daily to be present on social media. And we're just doing our best to be better together.
Yes. You know, would you like for Parents Initiative to partner with you? Maybe you would like Parents Initiative to be presented at your church, your Bible study, or an event that you're hosting. You know, maybe you're a part of an organization that is equipping parents or families. Be sure to contact us through our website or social media pages. The link is found in the show notes, and we would love to partner with you.
Until next week.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button, take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.